This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Hello, this is Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com, and we are on our way to jolly old England. Well, let me rephrase that. Actually, just touched down in London, and so I didn't get a chance to find Dunkin' Donuts while I was there in the airport in Houston. But anyhow, you've heard me there before. So I'm just, we took off, and I say we, that Trixie and her husband Mark are on the flight with me, and then we just made it in. Now we're going to hang around and wait for a couple hours here. We're early in the morning, got in about 7:30, and then hiked for about 2 miles to get our luggage.
Two and a half,
it seems like. Yeah, that's right, which is too many.
This time of day.
That's true. And, well, we got our exercise. I got our steps in already, and we, a day that has, what is it, 8 o'clock?
8:10. Let me see how many steps I did. Come on. Well, I've burned 71 calories. 1,680
already.
Just two steps. From that's only 0.64 miles.
From the gate.
That seemed like 2.5, not half a mile.
If you're listening to this as a travel log, you will come to appreciate that there will be a lot of walking and places we're going to be going. I'm looking so forward to this. By the way, that was, of course, Trixie Bond's voice you just heard right there. Trixie, glad you and Mark are traveling along, because you guys are my favorite travel companions.
Yeah, you're one of ours too, Scott.
Yes, wish Dick Olson was along with us, you know, to complete the foursome here
for
us.
But he had to do the Houston banquet, didn't he?
Well, that's true. That's right. But I'm missing out on the Austin auction, which, by the way, I would highly recommend if any of you guys have a chance to get to Austin or anywhere thereabouts. It's going to be February 22nd.
Yep, Saturday, February 22nd at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church on Mesa Drive. It's a lovely venue, terrific. They've got tons of items already categorized. Yeah. There's a couple of estates they're selling. And this is the 50th year that Austin has put on this auction. It's going to be, as Kent Cummins says, a fantastic magic auction.
It really will be. I mean, they're really pulling out all the stops on this one.
So you get there at 9 a.m., kind of look, register. You can register online at austinmagicauction.com or just show up.
Yeah, and bring a truck, because this is going to be a buyer's market, I've got a feeling. There are a lot of sellers in this one, and sellers have a lot of stuff, including me. I'm getting rid of a lot of things. Also, Opie Houston had died, so his collection is going to be in that.
Massive amount of books and collectibles, too.
That's true, yes. So, if you can make it, again, go to austinmagicauction.com for more information. We are here then in London, and our itinerary for the day, kind of, is what we've got planned, is to, again, we're just kind of hanging around, going to wait for Dal and Cindy Sanders and Mark Whitehouse. So, that'll be, complete the six of us who will be pretty much traveling for most of this trip that you'll be hearing. And then we're going to head to our hotel downtown, the Tavistock in London, and then I don't know if we have an opportunity to meet up with anybody this afternoon, or if we're just going to maybe take a nap or something. And then this evening, going to see Mousetrap.
Right.
At 8 o'clock, yeah.
And tomorrow, Back to the Future musical.
That's right.
A favorite from my husband, Mark.
And I am looking forward to that.
Because he owns a DeLorean.
He does own a DeLorean.
And he's all about Back to the Future. He even brought his Back to the Future logo shirt.
I got a ride in his DeLorean with him once. You did too once, didn't you?
Yep. He'll let me ride, but he won't let me drive it. Well, it doesn't have power steering, and I don't want to anyway.
But then after that, on Monday, we're going to be heading over to the Magic Circle is our plan. And then Tuesday on to Liverpool and meet up with Paul Stone and get a Beatles tour for a couple of days, go on to Blackpool for the mega convention. More on that then later. And then going to have Mark and Trixie will be departing from us then. And then Mark Whitehouse, Cindy and Dal and I will be heading over to Ireland for a week. And more on that as that kind of unfolds. But right now it is kind of a
Dreary.
Dreary. I guess they'd say in Scotland, dreek. It's dreek kind of a day.
And I'm glad I have a coat because it's 39 degrees out there. And we just came from when it was 84 in Houston, like right?
4 Celsius or something.
I know.
Yeah. It's cold. But we are expecting that. And it's just that time of year. So we all brought hopefully appropriate clothing. So if you're going to be traveling over to the UK in the winter, dress appropriately because the weather's going to be mostly like this throughout the next few weeks and then even colder as we hit the seaside over by Blackpool. Well, it's enough for right now while we enjoy having a little macchiato and we're having some coffee while we're waiting our other friends to arrive. And we will be talking with you some more soon. So until later, cheers. Well, when we last left you, we had just arrived at the airport, and Mark and Trixie and I were awaiting the rest of our travelers, and that was Cindy and Dal Sanders and Mark Whitehouse. Mark came and joined us, and we are now on a train heading to Blackpool, and we're all seated together, and Mark Whitehouse across me. Hey there, Mark.
Hello. Hi.
And we have had just a marvelous time in Liverpool with my mate, right here, and that is Paul Stone. Hey, Mike, Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, my friend. How are you?
I've been fantastic. So tell me, first of all, what was your experience, Mark, with the Beatles tour there yesterday?
Well, it was amazing. It really was. It was a dream come true to be able to see that, and I can't. Liverpool is just an amazing city, so friendly. I'm looking forward to going back.
Yeah. It was a great place, and you were from Liverpool then. You lived there for 50 years.
Well, a long time. I refuse to put the years on it, but a long, long time. I was born there and grew up there, and yeah, it's my home city.
You were just 2 miles from where John and Paul.
Not even 2 miles, probably less than a mile from where they met, in Woolton Church Hall.
Well, if anybody gets a chance to go to Liverpool, there is so much to see. The museum is amazing, the Beatles Museum, and going down to the Cavern Club and everything else. So much to see and so much to do. But there is a lot that's going to be happening in Blackpool. I'm looking forward to it. And that's why that I got Paul with me right now, is because he's going to be one of the presenters. He's going to be talking about Siegfried and Roy. So you have presented this a few times in the past, and the crux of this is going to be about the Palladium show. Can you tell me
it's actually the whole story. It's basically, it's the story of Siegfried and Roy, their lives literally from, it's called Rags to Riches, really. I mean, it's called Beyond Belief, but it is actually beyond belief. It starts off in Germany when they were, they were very young, and their fathers came back from the war, and it's literally how they progressed, initially in Germany, and how they ended up on a cruise ship, and then it's their story of amazing how they eventually got to Las Vegas and changed the face of Vegas forever.
That's true, and entertainment in general, as far as big spectacular shows and everything that they had done, and pointed everything in a whole new direction. Certainly, put magic on the map in Las Vegas in a big way.
Yeah, well, it wasn't. I think not just that, but they actually, as I say, changed the face of entertainment because it was them that pushed up ticket prices, and it was. I think without them, you probably wouldn't have had the Cirque du Soleil shows or any of the big shows. So, it was. I mean, whether it would work necessarily today, I'm not sure. But at the time, certainly, it's the greatest live show at the Mirage when they got there that I ever saw. But I mean, they started off in Vegas doing a 7-minute act.
Yeah, they're Hallelujah Hollywood.
They were the Stardust, and then the MGM, and then obviously the first time they had their own show was at the Frontier, where, but even there they only did half an hour, and they had 2 guest acts, but that was the first time, at the Frontier, where magicians properly headlined a show in Vegas.
How was it that you intersected with them, and what was your connection?
I was lucky, and it was in the early 80s. Wow, that's the 1980s.
last century.
Yes, yeah, last century. It's scary, huh? That's when the Desert Magic Seminar was on, and I was the European advisor. Basically, I brought in all the European talent that had never been seen. People like Fred Capps, Paul Daniels, Ross, Tamariz, Moretti, Salvano, Wayne Dobson, all these people. I was responsible for bringing them over there, and that obviously built up and Siegfried and Roy were hosting the thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I got to know them, and obviously Lynette Chappelle, who has always been a good friend and very close friend of mine still to this day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Lynette Chappelle being the evil queen, obviously, in their show, and she was the and in Siegfried and Roy that kept them together, the glue, if you like.
And so, with that, one thing kind of led to another, and were you responsible for their trip to New York, or I guess that was a Kenneth Feld thing?
No, I wasn't at all with that. Not that side was, they went out to Japan, obviously, first, because they did 11 months, 6 months in Tokyo and 5 months in Osaka. Then they came back for 3 weeks to the Radio City Music Hall. I mean, there's a whole story about that, but you'll have to see my talk to see the whole details on that.
But basically, they were waiting for the Mirage to get built.
Yeah, what happened was they finished at the Frontier. They'd done 7 years there, and Steve Wynn said, we're building a new hotel, returning in a year. You guys are going to headline. And yeah, they filled that year with that, with sold out performances all over Japan, obviously. So, which was amazing. You know, anyway.
That's great. Now, you've been coming to Blackpool for a long time because obviously you're from Liverpool area, mm-hmm. and you're a member, and I was going to say, of the Liverpool Magic, what's it called, Mahatma?
The Liverpool Mahatma Magic Circle, one of the oldest magic societies in the world. I was involved with them from a very early age, literally from the age of 13, I think, and right through. So,
you were president for like...
I was four different times president. Yeah, but it was a good club. We had some great people
involved. And so you like coming to Blackpool?
I've been coming to Blackpool now for over 50 years. I mean, originally the people I brought over here for Blackpool were, again, people like Johnny Paul. I was the first one to bring Michael Omar over here. Tamraes, all sorts of people, obviously, and Fred Capps. And Fred came and stayed in my house. Those were days when Blackpool was a one-day convention, and it was originally, of course, in the Pleasure Beach, just for 500 people. They moved to the Opera House, and obviously it got bigger. But even so, it was still one-day convention in those days.
Yeah. Well, certainly grown to something a lot larger than that with the thousands of people who are here.
It's amazing, yeah. I mean, for a convention that has over 4,000 people, they do a great job. And the guys running it now are really good. They work really hard. They've got, you see, great magic. You've not just got the Opera House, which is the largest, obviously, theatre in the UK. They've also got two or three other theatres in there now. There's like 1,000-seater, a 700-seater in smaller areas, and obviously about 175 dealers. I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, I to be honest with you, it's about meeting friends for me, going back. And obviously Blackpool, as a kid, I used to go there when it was used to have five theaters there. I used to go there for a weekend and watch five shows. It had the Golden Mile. It was a bit like Coney Island, but a bit in those days it was a really smart place to go, and you saw some great shows there, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I just wanted to give you guys who and gals who are listening just a taste of what's to come. So yeah, we are on the train and it's moving rapidly. We should be getting here this afternoon, and then there's going to be an auction this evening. It's going to be a first part of the
thing. I think the auction is during the day today. It's a long auction, goes on for several hours. But certainly, if you're thinking of going to Blackpool, even if you're not, it's very cold. The north wind blows through Blackpool, but it's February, and it's a cool place there. And it's unique. It's just one of those conventions that is very special. And every year, it always throws up some surprises, and the quality is great, and the friendship is brilliant.
There you go. You need to make it to Blackpool. That's just a taste of what's going to be happening. Join us, won't you, for the rest of the reports we're going to be giving for the next couple of days then, too. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Paul Soane, Scotty out, and Mark Whitehouse also. Sorry, Mark. So we just have gotten our registration. We've just gotten checked in. And first things first, heading to the bar. And I ran into a friend who we met last year and chatted with briefly. It was Mamdou. And Mamdou, your last name again is Sus. What's your last name?
Mamdou Marzuki.
Marzuki, that's yes. Right. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Scott.
And so you've been checked in for a while. I mean, you've been here then, or where'd you, when did you get here?
I just arrived last night and, got a couple of hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. And I just came here for the auction.
Did you buy anything yet?
Not yet, yeah.
It's still going on, though,
it's
right?
It's still going on.
So I haven't been in there. Tell us a little bit about what's happening. What's the auction about? What kind of stuff have they got? Is it big stuff, small stuff?
Everything. Okay. Everything you can imagine, from close-up to stage illusions and accessories, vintage stuff, books, posters, everything you can imagine.
So, and is it a live auction, or is it just something you bid on and then come back and change your bid? Or
no, it is a live auction. And,
okay.
It's a collector's dream. I mean, mm-hmm. everything you can find. So, yeah, I'm an amateur collector, if you will. So it is I look forward to
it. I wonder at what point
year.
One becomes a professional collector. I guess if you start selling some of your stuff, then I guess maybe you're a professional.
I think when you lose all of your money and your house.
And your mind.
Yes.
You're halfway there.
Yes. So then you're a professional collector. Exactly. Yes.
So what are you looking forward to seeing here this year?
Rick Thomas from the U.S. Yeah, I haven't seen him for 20 years. Last time I saw him, he was in Vegas, actually.
That's correct, yeah.
And I'm looking for
him. It was Tropicana, I think. It was back then.
Exactly, yeah. It was an afternoon show. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to seeing Rick Thomas perform and the big show.
Yeah.
And lots of lectures. Michael Amar is here.
Of course.
Yeah, I grew up watching the LNL videos, watching Michael Amar. So I'm looking forward to seeing him live, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, you've never seen him live?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I guess he hasn't been to this, maybe his second Blackpool, but it's been a very long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of things I'm looking forward to.
So where do you live then? Do you live in London or where are you?
No, I live in Saudi Arabia.
I'm from
Saudi Arabia. Okay. So I just came here for the convention, yeah.
And let me say thanks for listening to the podcast. I'm glad that's just proving that I've got listeners who are all over and appreciate it.
Thank you for the content. We love it. Yeah, we look forward for it every time it comes out. So,
well, thank you. Yeah. And it's good seeing you here. I hope you enjoy the convention.
Good to see you too. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Enjoy.
And so again, that was Mamdou Marzuki.
Yeah.
How close was I? How got that?
It sounds like a Korean name, but now it's actually an Arabic name.
An Arabic name.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Scotty out there. Still hanging out at the bar. We are going to be having, I got a feeling that this first daily report is going to be pretty full of a lot of people because there's so many people I'm running into. And here are a couple of guys who were at the Magic Texas at our FISM contest that we had and everything. And Harry Piper was the one actually who had won. Do you want to some of the contests?
Well, I won the Young Magician of the Year at the Magic Circle.
That's what it was.
Yeah, so it's a competition they do every 2 years where all the young magicians from all around the world come together. And I was so honored to be able to win that competition.
Yeah.
We flew all the way over to Texas, and Harry got the complete honor of managing to perform in the United States of America. You loved it, didn't you?
Yeah, it was so fun performing with all my new American friends that I made. I met you there.
Yeah.
I met a load of other people. That it's just amazing now that I know people from all around the world that I can talk to.
And so then also we got Rodney James then as well, who you just heard his voice a minute ago. You guys are both in Spain, so you kind of came over. How long have you been here, for a day or two? Or
so we flew in from Spain, from Salou, the House of Illusion, yesterday. What a day it was yesterday. Bumped in, it was like the lights were on, Blackpool was open, and Magic was go, go, go.
Already?
So many. Wednesday is the new Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now. Everyone used to go get their Thursday. We get Wednesday, but I know what's going to happen next year.
It's going to be Tuesday.
Everyone's going to be on Tuesday. Here's my tip. If you're coming to Blackpool, or you're coming to Blackpool next year or whenever, come on the Wednesday at the minimum. It was buzzing. Yeah. It wasn't busy, but it was buzzing. What a weekend we have ahead, eh? What a weekend.
Magic everywhere. It's going to be so fun. I'm actually performing in this year at Blackpool in Killian O'Connor's show. So it's going to be really fun performing with all my friends. And it's going to be a good experience to perform at Blackpool.
How cool is that? You haven't performed in Blackpool before.
No, I've never performed in the Blackpool convention.
Well, you're only, 17 or how old are you?
14.
14.
14.
I'm 17-ish.
I wouldn't say that.
Wait, I think you got that transposed, maybe. 71.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you one question. What are you looking forward to seeing this year?
I think just enjoying the magic and seeing all friends and people that I don't see a lot, that I see maybe once a year, maybe twice at the Magic Circle. But it's just seeing all my friends.
You're really looking forward to, as well as performing, with someone you met in Texas who's doing the late night show.
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to my friend Zach Mears, because I met him in Texas and he looks like he's an amazing guy. And I'm really excited to see him show. It's completely different. I really want to see it.
Right. From Dallas.
From Dallas, yeah, Zach.
Right.
Do you know what? What am I mostly looking forward to? If I was to say three things, first of all, is people.
Yeah.
One thing about Blackpool, it becomes the world center of magic for 72 hours. And there's so many friends that are close friends that you might not see every day, you might not see every week, but when you see them every year, it's like your family have finally got back together again. It's really special. Secondly, I love the competitions. The one show is a surprise. You have no idea who's going to appear on that stage, and some of the greatest performers of the future begin on the one. We actually found at House of Illusion an act from the last one show. We ended up booking them for the full summer season and end up working from May to October with us, right. Dalio Illusion, who I first see in the one show.
Right.
And thirdly, I want to see Harry. I want to see Harry share the magic that I know he can share as a proud father, stood at the back, watching him do what he does and enjoy sharing magic.
Just watch the audience kind of react, brilliant. And that's going to be so fun.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to see you. This is going to be just an exciting convention, and I can feel the excitement as I walk in the door, starting to see people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
A gentleman from Italy, and then one from Saudi, and then you guys. And the thing you mentioned just real quickly then, James, and I'm going to cut out, and that is the you mentioned about the people that you saw to book for your theater. Would you talk about the theater just real quickly?
Yeah, so we've got House of Illusion. We're about an hour south of Barcelona. Most of our audiences are British and Irish, the tourists who come over. Our main season's from Easter till October. We have a cast of about 10 performers, audiences of about 200 people twice tonight, dinner show, fun, classy, great magic. Some of the greatest magicians who have come out the UK all started their first steps at the House of Illusion. And what we have got this year, we've got loads of acts that are performing in FISM who are coming to do what I call magic boot camp with us at the House of Illusion, literally to run their act with a building up to FISM, the World Championships. So it's a really exciting year to be at the House of Illusion. And a little bit of news, Harry is actually competing in FISM World Championships.
Yes,
it's going to be a fun experience, and it's going to be very, very fun to see everyone over there as well.
And so for people who want to get tickets for that, what's the website? Where should they go? What's the more information?
Have a look at houseofillusion.com, houseofillusion.com. You can find it there. Follow us on the socials or the internet, or drop me a message. And if anyone's passing by, here's my little thing. Any of your podcast followers who are passing through, send me a message and I will arrange a free ticket for you and your partner to come and see our show. So followers of your podcast, if they're in our local area, send me a message. Say, I listen to Scott Wills' podcast and I will arrange them a two tickets to our show.
So if you're ever close to Barcelona, Salou, just an hour from Barcelona, an hour south, Salou, you know where to go. You know where to go.
You do. It's something great for the listeners. Another benefit there over there for listening. Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Rodney.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ray. Good to see you. Looking forward to seeing you guys then throughout the convention as well.
Scott, by the way, I'll send you the bill for them tickets when it comes.
So with the Magic Word Podcast, that was Rodney James and also Harry Piper. Scotty M.
First day of the convention is beginning, but I'm staying here at the Belvedere Hotel, just a couple doors down from the Ruskin. Many of you know where that is then, of course, and I'm here with my friend from, not Costa Rica, Cancun. Cancun, Dave McGee. So he's in a little bit different kind of weather up here. Hello, Dave.
Yeah? Is this Alaska?
But you had not registered.
No.
So tell me what your experience was.
Well, I went down to register, walked two blocks, and everything here is just go down there, take a right, go down there, walk up the hill. So I do it, and I get there, and there had to be, it looked like 1,000 people wrapped around that building, all standing in the cold. And I got to the end of the line, and I said to the guy, is this to get in? He said, yeah, registration. I said, and they make you stand outside? And he said, oh, this is beautiful weather for us today. I said, seriously? He goes, where are you from? I said, Cancun. He goes, oh, this isn't so good for you, is it? I said, no. So I'm back at the hotel. I'm getting my registration number. I'm going to have a cup of coffee and wait 2 hours and go when I can get in.
That's just crazy.
Unbelievable.
You've never seen anything like
it? Never, ever seen anything like this in my life.
So is this in part of the experience of Blackpool that you were looking forward to having?
Yeah, that and heat. I just didn't know that heat was an upgrade here.
So this is your first Blackpool. So what is it you really, why'd you come? What you're looking for?
Well, number one, I have a friend from Cancun that really wanted to come, and I wanted to be with him and experience it. And I had never been, and I've always heard it was the biggest and the greatest. And I said, let's go and let's try it. And so I'm looking forward to it. So firsthand, again, it's you know, very cold, but I'm thawing out, so I'll be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're from Dallas, of course, originally.
Right, right.
If people don't recognize a Cancun accent, they're wondering, now, just a minute, he's not from Cancun.
No. I'm not. I'm an expat.
Yeah.
But absolutely looking forward to it, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks a lot. That was Dave McGee. That's Scott. Before the convention begins, the entryway once you do get registered for the convention. If you didn't register yesterday, or you haven't pre-registered, it's quite a long line outside. You just heard David McGee talking about that. But on the inside, first thing, of course, then you're greeted by the lovely smile of a most handsome gentleman, David Plant, who is with the Blackpool Magic Club. And so you're the guy sponsoring this. Hello, David.
Hi there, Scott. Yes, we've been doing this, planning this for since the last year's one.
Right.
We're already planning for next year's one. It's gone bigger than last year.
How so?
We've gone to 75 individual magicians performing.
Wow.
We've found two more rooms where we're putting them in, sort of thing. So we're trying to make it bigger and bigger. We may even eventually go into the Olympia. We did that when we did the 2012 FISM. So it's happening. It takes a long time and a lot of experience. Russ Stevens, Russ Brown, and Guy are the convention coordinators. They're the main ones who book the acts. And there's a lot of work with hotels, flights, and where they're coming from, like sort of thing. So that's a big, not a headache. I mean, we enjoy doing it, sort of thing.
Sure.
But will get easier over the weekend as people getting their tickets and start enjoying.
Well, another thing, of course, that you had to plan, wasn't there 45 before? Now you said 75. So the point is you also have to schedule things kind of on top of each other, so you have to choose things.
This is the very important thing, because we've only certain rooms only hold so many people, sort of thing. We have to put another room on so people can see the amount of people that are coming here. Now, we do slightly alter the schedule of each room, sort of thing, so you might be able to see. And we also ask some of the artists to do two performances. So if they miss it in the first one, they may get it another day. I can't say who is my favourite here, sort of thing.
They're all your favourite.
This year is... We did it 3 years ago on Saturday night, which is going to be the one show, the one competition. These are high-class magicians that very few people will know them unless they really go rooting for them. And they're going to blow the socks off some people. I tell you, some of the stuff, I've only seen tiny little bits myself, so I'm getting really, really excited about the Saturday.
I think, don't you say, that'll go down a storm?
Oh, yes, it will. And Rick will.
Rick
Thomas, yeah. He will go a bomb. I mean, we had him, can't remember how many years ago, we had Rick before, but now he's brought his whole stage illusion. This thing's going to be, and he's a lovely man, a lovely family and everything.
Yeah.
And
how many dealers?
There is nearly 180 dealers. I think
180.
180, yes. There's, I think it's about 178 and something like that. So we don't think, we'd love to try and do it, the 200, but it depends on if we can get into that room. We may be able to get some more that way. But
Right.
And the dealers are a very important part of the convention. Absolutely. Sort of thing. They come from all over the world. They come with new stuff, although you may see some the same and everything. But, oh, yeah, it's a great thing. Very excited. There's so many people here. So, yeah.
And you do it year after year, and this is what number? You started in 1941?
This is 1941. What we're going to do, we're going to extend the line for the last 5 years, we are, sort of thing. So it's exciting, sort of thing. The magic has changed. We're updating, you know, looking for people.
Right.
If you've got something different, like.
Congratulations. I mean, this is just, the vibe before we even got here was getting more and more exciting. And this year, again, even more registrants. I think last year, like 3,500, yeah, like over 4,000 they've reported already.
Well, the actual Opera House Theatre holds 2,500. But there are gold card registrations that can come to everything. And then you can buy individual tickets if you only want to come for one day.
Mm-hmm.
What we can't allow, though, is juniors to come by themselves. We can't allow them into the building.
Under 18?
Yes. we just can't allow this. It's something to do with the
alcohol.
Well, the opera house won't allow it, sort of thing. If you were by yourself, you go to open theatres and things like that, they do it, but we can't allow it.
Yeah. Well, David, I'm looking forward to absolutely everything. I'm going to try to experience as much as I can here this year and report this every day. But so for the people who are listening to this, if you're anywhere near, you need to come. And there are still registrations available.
Yes, come to Blackpool. come to Blackpool Opera House.
Which, by the way, I want to remind or say to those who are listening, if you are coming by and you are interested, a friend of ours, Mike Miller, was unable to come. So we actually have a VIP registration that's available. And if you are a listener to the Magic Word podcast, contact me if you're coming, and they will gladly switch the name over to you. And, you might be able to get a comp registration here. So drop us a note. So for the Magic Word podcast, that was David Plant, and this is Scotty Allen. So as I walk into the dealer's room, for me, who is more perfect to see as a in the dealer's room than someone who is, I think, like a king of dealers, and he's worked for several dealers with golly, I don't know how far back, Murphy's and Penguin and others, as well as creating a lot of really cool stuff on his own, as far as like a wallet and the blister. Anyhow, Tim Trano, here you go, Tim. Hey, good to see you, my friend.
Great to see you, Scott. Thanks.
We go way back.
many, many years.
That's right. When we our first project together, I guess, was the Psychokinetic Silverware with Jerry McCambridge and Banachek. And
yeah, you were working with Banachek at the time, putting out all his stuff. Yeah.
Yep, and you were the one who talked us into going with Murphy's, and that's been the best decision we've made. So, everybody, if you get a chance to listen to Tim, you should. Because you also actually act as a consultant, don't you? I mean, like for some shows?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I worked with Penguin now for the last over 12 years, and I was with Murphy's for 13 years, so almost 14 years. So been doing this stuff way too long. Well, I've been doing magic I started when I was 10 years old. Yeah. So I just turned 59. So it's getting up there.
Are you going to do anything special for your 60th?
No, just enjoying life. Yeah. Yeah. We just moved to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
So, oh, nice. That's a beautiful area.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. So get out of the kind of rat race of California.
I was going to say that's in the middle of nowhere out there. I mean, it's very laid back.
Yeah. But it's nice. I work from home and I travel a lot for Penguin, you know, for conventions and stuff. And
does Penguin do very much anymore as far as, well, of course, Murphy's would be at the table, and then the Penguin lectures. They still do Penguin lectures with as much regular regularity as they did?
We don't do it regularly, but we're just always looking for new, like, lectures we haven't had before, typically, and new talent, and some old talent, but people we haven't had in. And so we're doing it much more sporadically, but we're really excited because the people that are coming in are just top-notch, like, great ideas.
Yeah.
Really great, interesting thinking and stuff.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And if people have an idea of something that they want to submit, how do they go about saying, hey, I got a trick I think that would go viral on Penguin?
Well, you can contact me. It's tim@penguinmagic.com. And we're always looking for new stuff. And we do produce a lot of physical products now. We have a manufacturing place in Columbus, and we have quite a few magicians that work on our staff there. So the quality is really excellent in everything we produce. And we also have our studio, obviously, there where we film stuff. Yeah, in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. And then, like, here at the Blackpool, I'm looking for new magic, new talents, stuff like that.
Now, Penguin, being a jobber, really doesn't have a booth here.
Oh, we do.
Okay.
Penguin is a retailer. So we do retail and we do wholesale. So our primary business is retail. So we're selling worldwide, and we're probably the largest retail magic.
I was going to say, a lot of stuff here at dealers actually have come from Penguin.
Yeah. And we also produce a lot of stuff, and then we also wholesale. So we have dealers all around the world that we sell and work with and stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work with Murphy's too. They're a distributor, so they only sell to dealers. And so we buy a lot of stuff from Murphy's as well.
And I know Murphy's had their workshop, and Vanish Inc. had their warehouse. Well, of course, Vanish Inc. had their warehouse that had caught fire some time ago.
Unfortunately, yeah, that was crazy.
You guys weren't out there at all, right?
Well, we're actually, our warehouse is very close to Murphy's. So I was thinking it was. Yeah, we were probably the first one to set up near Murphy's. And then I think Vanishing Ink came over and they started doing it. And I think a few other dealers have since done that as well. And so all of our orders ship out of Rancho Cordova, California, which is where Murphy's is at. So we have a good, close working relationship with
them. I knew you did. Well, before we close, anything exciting? I know you're looking for new stuff, but as far as like performers, I mean, you've seen it all also, like me, but is there anything here or somebody you'd like to see again? Are you looking forward to seeing it? You haven't seen it?
I'm just, look, it's good to see old friends. Sure. You know, it's just every time I come here, I mean, it's a pretty crazy event because there's probably 150 dealers and there's 3,000-4,000 people. And so you just, you go and you just see people pop up that you haven't seen in years. I just saw Jeff Kaler walking by and we hadn't seen each other in 4 or 5 years. So it's great.
Sometimes it's within the United States, but oftentimes here in other places. I mean, first two people I run into is a friend from Italy, another guy from Saudi. I mean,
I know.
It's just amazing.
It's a great place to be. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's chaotic. And it's tiring, but it's a great time.
Great experience. You guys should come.
Yeah.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, I was Tim Trano. Scotty out. So with Kristen Shanken right now, we were talking briefly. Many of you know by now that Roger Nico had just passed within the last few days. But he was giving it a fighting chance right up to the very end. It seems like died of lung cancer. Only had one lung left, I guess, you know, basically.
Yeah, he called himself, I think I will misspell it, but he said he would be a unilung now.
Unilung.
Unilung or something like this. Unfortunately, he was very secretive about his status, I think even to his wife, so that nobody would be worried too much. And last week, the last Friday, he sent me a message, all good. It seems that with medication, etc., he will be fine. So he will just stay in the hospital for a few more days to rest and get well. And 3 days later, I got the call from Amanda that it would be better to see him before coming to Blackpool.
And you what?
It was everything... Actually, I'm not very religious, but there is something higher than we can imagine. I was supposed to be right now in Flasoma in Colombia for the convention. I was there as a lecturer and so on and so on. It would happen right now. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea was for a year that I would be in Colombia. Roger would man the car track booth here in Blackpool, and I would give him a helper here that can help him here. And I would be in Colombia. And my girlfriend is from Colombia. That's why everything would have been perfect.
I see.
Now, I don't know. Well, it's a longer story, but I decided against going to Flasoma because I thought Roger needs more help and my help. So I decided to cancel Flasoma, come to Blackpool. And the only plane I got, because I booked pretty late, was a flight on Wednesday early morning.
Hmm.
And so already at 7:20 or so in the morning, and it was enough time to be able to drive down to Bath. It's a pretty long drive.
A good drive, yeah.
It's a good drive, and then going back. So I was able to see him in the hospital, and it was the only good day he had in the last few days. That he was joking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he. Amanda got in. He gave her the middle finger. That's him. It's tough to talk.
I know.
I'm sorry.
No, I completely understand. I feel the same way. He was right up to the end, just still joking. I remember him posting a picture on Facebook, and he had two IVs, and he said, "Hey, today's two for one." And he posted, a picture like that of his arm. And I had something I'd posted on Facebook, and he replied with a short quip that he was always. Funny, and I think, he didn't want people to know how ill that he was because he didn't want people feeling sorry for him.
Yeah, Amanda said that he wanted to see nobody, but that I was family, and therefore she told me.
Right. Well, you are. I mean, the two of you, I mean, been partners. I mean, he's been working with you for, like, 12 years?
No. I even made a mistake saying 15. Then I counted again. The year we met was in, I think it was 2008. I think 2007 was the IBM SAM convention combined, right?
Yeah, was that St. Louis?
That was St. Louis. Yeah. And the year after was Nashville.
Yeah, it was.
IBM and SAM in Buffalo.
Yep, that's right.
That's why I met him. And he talked with me that he would be a customer and that he would love to have my products on a shelf to send them out for me.
Right, be your American.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the very first time we met. And then we did it again in at the 4F, because the year after I was able to come to 4F.
Right.
And that's when everything started, with the shelf. And I filled his whole basement with all the CarTrack products later. And it was a great friendship.
It was more than friendship. I always felt like you two guys are brothers. I mean, you were attached to the hip. I mean, what one wasn't doing, the other one was. And it, I know it's, you were.
Yes, he was my brother.
Yeah. And in so many ways.
Actually, that was our last words. Love you, brother. And he was able to speak.
Yeah.
So that was the only moment. And it was beautiful. Amanda was with him until the very end.
Yeah.
She told me. And, well, it's hard to put it into words. All the sales, I have the Square Arena. You need the Square Arena?
No.
Okay.
These are pounds?
Yeah, go for it. The Square Arena is attached to Roger's account.
Yeah.
So all the sales here in Blackpool are going to his account for the funeral.
Oh, okay. That's very nice.
So whoever wants to come over, just join us. And,
Profits, it would be nice. Going towards his funeral.
Yes.
Christian, thanks very much.
So far as I know, Amanda wants to figure out kind of a streaming so that people who could not come...
Oh, that'd be great.
...that we would stream the ceremony live around the world so that everybody can participate, because he had friends all around the world.
Everywhere. That's the way to do it. Yeah. Is there a date yet? Do they actually know when...
That's so young. So, so fresh, we have no idea.
So just... What, maybe 1 or 2 weeks.
It should be in February, maybe latest the first week of March. But yeah. I guess it would be somewhere in February.
Yeah.
And it would be awesome if people would also come to his ceremony. Certainly. Yeah.
Well, watch for that. I'm sure again that it'll be posted on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Well, Christian, I'm sorry for you as well as I am for the rest of our community, because it's a devastating loss to so many, for so many reasons. But thank you. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate. Thank you.
Christian Schenk. I've run into so many people over here who are friends, and I'm glad I get a chance actually to at least chat. That's part of the advantage I like about this podcast. It's not just, hello, how you doing, then moving on to somebody else. You actually get to have at least a few minutes of quality content. And from Germany, from Munich, is my friend Uwe Sperlich. Uwe, hello.
Hello.
And nice. You come to the Blackpool all the time. I mean, frequently. This is...
Yes, I think it's the 9th or 10th time.
Wow, okay.
But I'm thinking about pausing maybe next year, because it's getting too big.
Yeah, it's bigger this year, they said, than ever, like 4,000 people or
something.
And
you have to choose between so many lectures, and there's so many things that are running parallel. I want to see Yeki Yo from Korea, and right. He's parallel with, what's his name? The guy who works for David Copperfield.
Oh, you don't mean Chris Kenner? No, he's not.
No, there. The young guy, very inventive.
Not Ben Seidman? No, not Ben.
Well, Ben Seidman is also like parallel, and if you want to see them both, it's like...
Yeah, he's got to make some choices.
Yeah.
Well, there was David Plant from the Blackpool Magic Club told me this morning they have 75 different people here this year.
That's
they got to kind of make a decision.
Yeah.
Which is a lot more than what they've had than last year. But last night was the auction. And tell me what you just were telling me about the auction. Came early.
Well, yeah, the auction is happening every year. And usually they have like a lot of pieces that I want. This time I only wanted to get one book, and I got it, which was the collected works of Alex Elmsley, which is out of print and free rare. So I was lucky.
Are you a fan of his, or you do some of his work, or you just like his card work, or that particular book is just kind of one of those bucket list things you're trying to find?
Actually, it was kind of a bucket list item, but just recently Michael Close in his podcast had Stephen Minch on.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
They talked about what his favorite books were that he had written, and this was one of them, and I found out that I didn't have it, and I wanted to catch up and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
So sometimes I hear something or I read something and then I say, oh, I don't have this. I want to see what's about it.
I know what you mean. And sometimes it's kind of like that's an elusive book and you've just got to have it. There was one, Walter Jean's Illusionaire, that was written by Mike Cavey.
Yes.
It was the first one in his mm-hmm. series. And they only limited it to like 500 because at the time he didn't know how many he was going to be selling, of course.
Yeah.
And then after it was gone, he didn't print anymore until I don't know how many years later. But I was looking for that on eBay for the longest time, and I paid a lot more than I should have. But it was kind of like I had all the rest, and I had to have number one.
Yeah, that's the same with me. And I pulled out my Books of Wonder, which they were also talking about.
Yeah,
and I started rereading it because I had read it like 10, 15 mm-hmm. years ago. But this is like when you come across something, then something it sparks my mind. And I said, I have to get that. I haven't had a chance to get it.
Yeah.
When it was readily available, I didn't care for it.
And right.
That's the biggest problem.
And then later you start hearing people and saying, yeah, you know, I didn't get that at the time and maybe I'll go back and buy it. It's not available.
Yeah. And that's why I think I buy too many books because I'm always fearing that they might be out of print or something with the warehouse fire with Vanishing
Ink. Vanishing Ink. Yeah.
Now, most of their books are out of stock and they have only as an ebook and I usually have a hard copy.
Yeah.
And they're not here, by the way, this year.
Vanishing Ink is not?
No.
Huh. I know Penguin is. I was just talking with Tim Trano, but I didn't know that Vanishing Ink was in there. That's interesting. That's kind of major because they're a major dealer. I guess they were so big and they're just kind of wrapping up after Magi Fest or something. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe it has something financial to do and they did just Magi Fest and the session.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's not even that lucrative for them. I don't know.
Well, one of the books I was wanting to buy was Stage by Stage by John Graham. And that's out of stock. Yeah. I had John Graham on a few weeks ago on the podcast.
Yeah, I listened to that. Yeah. I also pulled it out because I have the book.
Yeah.
And I started because he mentioned some effects like the Tornin Resort newspaper.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I read it up and I thought, oh, that's interesting. And I have to look into this because...
You have to find the right kind of dry erase marker and everything. Yeah. And I did. I got it all. And I mean, I found...
I'm not sure if we have them in Germany, so I have to look it up.
You will have to find that probably online and order it that way. So as far as the book that you bought last night, how did you know that it was there? I mean, did they post something as far as the auction?
Yes.
So you know in advance what you're going to be bidding?
Yes, they post a lot, like a couple of weeks in advance. Not fully, but you have to check and recheck, and then you know which lot they are in, and then I asked a friend, actually, if he would bid for me if I'm not there early enough because it was an early lot.
Yeah.
But when we arrived, he just told me, well, they made a break and the next lot is the one that you want to be pay attention for.
Right. So aside from the auction, what is it you're looking forward to seeing? Or I mean, there's so many people here and everything.
Well, seeing friends.
Well, yes.
And well, some of the lectures just came from the David Parr lecture.
Yeah,
I really like him. And yeah, all the lectures, some stuff in the dealer's hall I checked out. And
this is the longest I've spent in a dealer's hall so far, part of the dealer's hall, because I understand that we have 178 dealers here.
Yeah,
it's crazy. That's
the
word.
But like the ones I'm doing a lot of children's magic and like practical magic is here. They always have good props and I always buy something even if I don't want to.
Do you do puppets or anything? I know they got a lot of puppets. Like Steve Axel and everybody else has got stuff here.
Yes. I'm actually looking for a DVD on puppet magic. I think practical magic has that. But there are so many interesting dealers here. So, you get a good range to see what's available. I mean, from all over the world.
Yeah,
like from Asia, a lot of guys are here. And from Europe. And not so many from the States, I think. But
that's true. Now that I walk through, I probably haven't seen a handful of American dealers who are here.
Silly Billy's here.
Yeah.
And Brent Brown, well, he's doing a lecture. He's here. So
Paul Richards.
Paul Richards is here. Yeah, yeah. So the inventors, maybe, right. Mm-hmm. Not like yeah. big places.
That's a good point. Good point. Yeah. David Kay is staying over at the same hotel where we are. So he had breakfast this morning. But
yeah, he did a lecture in Germany last year after the convention, and he was thanking me for like helping him, and because he was the first in our city.
Well, I'm still thanking you also. I had a great time with the lecture I did over there for you guys.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's great if you can work it out some way, and always like to do that. So,
well, it's always good seeing you. Yeah, how's everybody else? How's the club doing? And how well?
Oh, very very well. I think we are 10 or 15 people from our club here. So you might see
what's
some
name Helga
Gudrun.
Yeah,
Gudrun is here, and like all the ladies, we have lots of women, and it's all a big group and
good. Sure,
yeah, having fun.
So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Yuri Sperling, Scotty Allen. Well, we're about to begin Alex Hilsky's lecture. She had given one earlier today, and as we were talking about earlier with David Plant, there are multiple lectures that the people are giving because there are so many attendees this year and so many performers and lecturers. So they're trying to do double time, I guess. And so Alex Hill, she had given one earlier, and I missed that, and I wanted to see her, and so I'm going to catch her right now. She's going to be starting in a few minutes, but I got Hugh Irwin with me then right now. Hey, Hugh, how are you, sir?
Great.
So this is number what for you? How many have you been to?
This is the first one in Blackpool.
The first one, okay.
Yeah.
And why did you come here to this one then?
It's funny in a moment. I'm retired.
So you got time.
Got time.
Time and money, and
yep,
so you can
time
go.
And, time and money for a change.
So how far did you have to come for this?
From Detroit.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and by way of London, or did you mean you stick around to London, or you come to Manchester, or you?
No, I came via Glasgow because I have family. That's where I originally came from.
I was going to say you don't have a Detroit accent. Yeah. For those who are listening, you say Detroit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I went back there for 2 days to visit my brother, and then got the train down here. The train service was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, it was really good. So I got in yesterday.
And from here, are you going to hang around for a few more days? And or what are you going to do?
Monday, I'll be going again back up to Scotland.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. I'll fly Glasgow to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Detroit.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an audience information announcement.
And in Glasgow, how long ago was it that you had moved from there to Detroit then?
35 years ago.
35 years ago. Yeah. And what do you do in Detroit? What is your what was your profession before you retired?
I was an electrician for Ford Motor Company.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there for 35 years.
Well, that makes sense. Obviously, you know, being car city, auto city.
Let's have some applause.
Oh, we'll get to finish this a little bit later. Get ready for the lecture. All right. Well, we just finished up with Alex Hilsky's lecture over there, and I've still got Hugh Irwin with me. And so I was asking you about, you say this was your first Blackpool, and you've attended a lot of conventions in the U.S., of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And but why did you, and you got relatives that are over here, but you could have come back anytime. I mean, why this year? What was it this year that brought you back?
Well, with me being retired, I just retired in April. That was one of them. But to believe it or not, it was like 24th of December, and I thought, I think I'll go to Blackpool. So
okay.
I went upstairs, woke the wife up, and says, I'm going to Blackpool. So that's how I ended up being here.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that would have been after that. So in the U.S., what conventions have you attended that you like the best?
Well, I'd love to go to Magic Live, yeah. But my favorite one is MagiFest, where me and you have met many times. Mm-hmm. And this year was a bit of a disappointment because I didn't see him. We don't have
Harriet?
Harriet.
Yep.
I've got to call her Marriott.
Yeah, Harriet. Yes.
So it was kind of funny, Scott, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. because I was so used to seeing both of yous there.
Right.
And not to see. See, it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, it was that's a very good convention. I've been going for a long number of years, and so, I'm going next year, at least my plan is, unless anything changes again, health-wise or whatever, but, that's a good convention to attend, certainly. But this has been a good convention. Do you plan to come back to Blackpool?
I'm not too sure. It just really just depends on the wife.
Yeah. She's in Glasgow, I guess.
She's up there. So. Right. She doesn't come in the conventions or even my shows.
She's not much of a magic enthusiast, I guess.
Not really. She's seen me butcher them so many tricks that she's had enough of it.
So what about in the dealer's room? I mean, with all, you know, hundreds of dealers, what have you found? Anything there yet so far?
Cute trick for the kids when I'm doing my festivals. It's like... oranges on a tree, and if you walk through you'll see the guy demonstrate. Right. And he's from Spain, so I don't expect to see many people back over there doing the same trick. As I say, it's cute for the kids.
Would be. Well, this has been a fun convention, or is a fun convention there so far. It's still just the first day afternoon, and we got the gala tonight. As well as more shows.
Which gala show?
I've got the second one.
Okay, I got it first.
Okay. And what are you going to be seeing? I mean, it's opposite of Ben Seidman, and Klekektos, I know, is going to be there with Dan Sperry. And the other one is Cody Fisher. Those are the other ones that are going opposite of the gala.
Yeah. I seen Dan Sperry's lecture earlier. Did you catch that?
I have heard it before. Did he do his children's show lecture?
Yeah. That was very, as funny and also informative.
It really was. And whenever I first heard... I heard him last year at Magic at the Beach in Myrtle Beach give that lecture. And when they said he was going to be doing one on children's magic, I thought they were joking, but they weren't, and he's not. And it's very serious.
And the information he gave was great. It was it was good.
Yeah.
Really good. I mean, I was like, oh, wow. And you hear his background, how he started and how he made himself unique.
Right.
All the other magicians, that fascinated me.
Right. And stand out, from the others, that's for sure. I mean, there's no other children's show entertainer, like him.
Yeah.
And he's not everybody's cup of tea either. When I was at Myrtle Beach, there was one clown who did a lot of shows, birthday parties. About one or two tricks in, she said, that's enough for me. And she walked out. Oh. Wasn't for her.
Eric Leclerc was the first... one of his lectures at MagiFest years ago, and I thought he was really cool with the kids.
Well, Eric Leclerc, that's what it's very
and
good.
And he's completely different with the kids than what he is with the adults.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, again, great convention. I'm glad you're here and getting to enjoy it, even though you haven't been able to see each other at MagiFest, but good to see you here.
Thank you very much.
So with the Magic Word Podcast. That was you, Urban. Scotty, yeah. Well, we are about to begin the gala show, the second gala show. There was one earlier, and then and during that time, I went over to see Klekektos and Dan Sperry, which was a very cool show. First of all, I love horror movies, and I think Klekektos was awesome. And I love Dan, and that was a good pairing. So I really liked it. I recommend it. I know it wasn't everybody's cup of tea, but it was mine. And speaking of cup of tea, here is somebody who's one of my favorite guys. One of the most exciting stage performers, and he's just all over the place, particularly lives out on the East Coast, Jay Mattiola. Hello, Jay. Good to see you, man.
What's up, Scott? Nice to see you.
It's really great to see you. You don't come here very often, do you?
No. I was here, I think, I tried to do the math, I think like 22 years ago.
Wow.
I through the connections of Hank Morehouse.
Yeah.
They put me on one of the gala shows.
Yeah.
And I did a bird act, and I just remember like, all the biggest stars of magic are in the same show with me. Why the heck am I here?
You were what, like 23 or something?
I was probably 20 or 21 then.
Yeah.
So you could do the math. But no, it's cool to be back. Like, they've really upped the game here for sure. I mean, from what I remember.
Are you one of the performers, or are you just...
I'm just here to
registering.
I'm just here to lecture. I'm doing a lecture.
Okay.
Well, really, I guess primarily I'm here to hang out and have fun, but I'm doing a lecture on Sunday. And between now and then, I'm just hanging out, being a fan of magic.
So are you going to be talking about preparing for stage, or what is...
Yeah, well, really, kind of the business of magic, but my lecture is called Pump It Up. It's just about the basic fundamentals of theater and how to add production to your show, whether you're a kids show performer, family performer, cruise ship, how to add production and just like the really dumb it down, the most basic elements of production, lights, camera, action type stuff, sound, the, you know, real basic theatrical premises. And there's a few little gadgets, fun gadgets I'm going to, you know, tip off there. And yeah.
I mean, my gosh, there's so much of those things that you can just spend the whole lecture on. I mean, just talking about sound alone and the different kinds of systems and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And microphones and speakers.
And yeah, I'm not even going to get too far into the weeds, but just give some kind of just demonstration and some examples of even down to the hardware of it, but real basic and how combining all those things, we just came out of this show with Dan and Glenk Entos.
Yep.
And especially Glenk Entos.
Didn't you think they were great?
I mean,
I loved it.
These guys know how to combine the elements of theater. The tricks themselves are fine.
But their presentation.
It's the presentation. Now it became an experience. And in a nutshell, that's what my lecture is about. And then how that goes hand in hand with the business of being an entertainer.
Have you given this lecture over at Tannen's?
Never.
Okay.
It may be a one and done.
But you've done Tannen's, so I mean that you've...
I just performed on one of the Jubilee shows, but I was never a student. Student from afar, always wished of going. And then by time I was earning my own money to afford to go, I felt like I was ready to move on. And I was in my 20s. And then all of a sudden, I had real world liabilities like a mortgage and rent and then eventually wife and children. But I'm here. I'm here just being a student and a sponge of all of this. And there's so many people from all over the world coming here where maybe we met before in real life. Maybe we hadn't. But we see each other, we recognize each other, and it's not even a, hey, nice to meet you. It's a hug. It's an embrace. It's a, hey, let's go get a meal.
That's right.
And the common thread here is we all love the game of magic, where we know we're performers. We know the pain of performing and traveling. We know the pain of all the rehearsal. But when you see another person that's going through the pain, but still does it, it's like we're family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think you just kind of put in a nutshell what my podcast is all about. I kind of feel like when I'm talking with people that we both can relate to whatever it is on a visceral level.
Sure. I mean, misery loves company.
That's a good way of
putting
it too.
So that also is the common thread. But misery, you're miserable, you leave that industry. But we're not leaving because deep down we're in love with it.
Yeah.
Maybe even addicted to it.
Until the day you die.
Until the day you die. So it's a cool thing that is going on, especially here, man. Like I said, over 20 years ago I was here and they definitely stepped up the game. Like all these other rooms that are not the main opera house room, their production value is through the roof.
It is
like
good.
They have plumped it up. It's
sounds
amazing.
Great. And
everything is great. Yeah.
So you've been kind of under the radar from the standpoint that I haven't seen you at Working Magic Convention since I can't remember when. What are you doing? You working the college circuit or
not really? I kind of took a pause on doing cruises and stuff. Yeah. I've been focused on performing. I have my own mobile stage. It's a 24-foot trailer that I assemble a stage out of to perform at state fairs and county fairs. That's kind of been my primary thing the last year, and I'd like to just continue.
Across the country?
Across the country.
Really?
I'd like to just continue to do that. And also, life has changed some of my priorities in life. You know, I'm a dad. I have an 8-year-old and a 12-year-old and a wife.
You got to step back and
first. So at some point, this does become a business, and, you know, every single day can't be business. So I'm just trying to raise a family, be a good human, be a good dad. At the same time, I'm addicted to this game, so I still need to stay connected. And
sure you do.
And that's what I've been doing, is pursuing my career in the fair and festival, where, you know, you're cracking out like 3 shows a day. It's hard work, but I bring all my gear, lights, sound, illusion. So it's a great high energy 30-minute show that I do for these fairs and festivals, and I get my fulfillment through it. At the same time, I don't have to do it 40 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, you said made a good point then also that you've got to give 110% for every show, regardless of what their expectations or their payment may be. It reminds me of a lecture I heard by Bev Bergeron many years ago when he moved out to L.A., and he was not getting the bookings for the prices he was wanting. And so he gave them a lesser show, and he got more of those same kinds of shows until he turned his mind around and said, okay, I'm going to start giving him the show that I want to give them, and gave them a great show. And they said, wow, this is a great deal. And he said, yeah. And before long, his prices started going, because people realize what a great show it is.
Yeah.
And so I know kind of what you're saying then too is you got to give a great show every time, and that the price point will hit.
That's exactly right. I didn't know it, especially when I was younger, but most of the times when people were hiring me for shows, whatever they were, I was over delivering.
Yeah.
I didn't think of it as over delivering. I was rehearsing for later.
Love it.
When I can get the correct money.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong, I'm still learning. So I'm not saying that I was this great thing, but I think back on what I was doing for different events and man, I was over delivering.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did. And I think to this day, I always try to always, I'm doing 110%. Great. There is no middle show, the small show, the big show. If I'm doing a show, you want that show to be as spectacular as you can.
Yeah.
You know, and then eventually, right, it comes back to marketing and all, you figure out how to get the money in the correct spot.
Right.
But what's the point of doing a, I'm going to give you 50% of me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm going to mail it in.
Yeah. I don't
understand. You can't have that attitude.
I can't understand that. And really, when you're passionate about it, it will eat you up if you say, oh, that's what I'm going to do.
Exactly.
You'll go do a show and you're like, man, I should have set up this other thing. I should have spent an extra 15 minutes and gave these people this. Or, oh, man, this would have been the crowd that really would have loved it. But I was lazy and they didn't pay the extra money. So I left it in the truck. Shame on you. That's the way I think of it.
Yep. Good point.
Yep.
Jay, thanks very much.
Scott, good to see you, buddy.
To use as well.
Thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for being a listener. I'm
you
glad
got
you
it.
Enjoyed the podcast.
You got it, man. Thanks.
For the Magic Word Podcast. That was Jay Mattioli. Scotty Young. The evening show is over, and there are going to be a couple more activities. The Fire Hose or Far Horse Theater, some sort of a comedy thing is going on. Then also Zach. Oh, goodness, I'd forgotten. Gentleman from Dallas is going to be doing a show at 11:30. But I want to go back and put the podcast to bed. But before I do, I just had finished the evening show. I'm here with Peter McLonigan, my buddy. And so, hello there, Peter. Welcome from Aberdeen.
No, I'm not Aberdeen.
I'm in Glasgow.
Glasgow.
What am I thinking? Thank you. Zach Mertz is the one. Yeah, thank you. That's why I've got people around. I've got people.
Yeah,
Zach Mertz is the one.
Yeah, your listeners won't realize the amount of staff that you have on your researchers getting the information to you just for that moment.
Just like, when you need it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm from, I'm actually from Ayrshire. I say Glasgow because it's easier for everybody else to work out where I'm from, but yeah.
So were you just in the evening show?
No, myself and my friend Nicola here, who's standing beside me, the two of us were up at the Dan Sperry and
Clekectos
show.
Okay. I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but what did you guys think of it?
I enjoyed it. I personally wouldn't go overboard about it. I thought it was some very good magic performed in a way that you wouldn't necessarily think of seeing it being performed.
Yeah.
The Kleck material was very good and was very good to his character.
Yeah.
The character was very menacing. I don't think there were many people in that room that were wanting to go up on stage, but not in a really bad way. It was just... The performance was
yeah. Well, he made you feel on edge to begin with by his character being I am your worst nightmare.
Yeah.
So why do you want to spend time with your nightmare necessarily?
Yeah. But yeah, I enjoyed both shows. Each performer did 30 minutes. Or so.
Yeah, I thought the two of them together that was just brilliant as far as the way they.
It's a great idea to have the two of them together. I thought this is nothing against Dan, but I thought he was a perfect warm up act. For Kleck.
Yeah.
And Kleck then took what Dan had done and went on with it.
He did. Yeah. Took it to a different level.
Yes.
Personally, I heard some people that were talking about saying, well, they're not into that kind of a show. Myself, I love horror movies. I love, you know, the bloodier and more guts that get spilled, you know, and more. I love that kind of stuff. And Halloween, you know, is just a big month for me.
I'm not a big blood, gore, squirty stuff horror film fan.
I love slasher movies.
I do like the horror movies that mess with your head.
Well, those are great too.
Yeah. If any of your listeners have maybe not seen a movie called Ghost Stories, was co-written by Andy Nyman, who stars in it. And if you don't know who Andy is a phenomenal mentalist and also one of Derren Brown's right-hand people.
And I understand he's in the West End right now.
He's in the West End and the producers, I believe.
He is in the producers playing Bialystok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for folk in the UK, the original play of Ghost Stories is touring just now.
Hmm.
I'm going to see it in Glasgow in April. It's going up and down the UK. I adore the live show.
I would love to see the live show because the movie left me wanting something.
The movie I thought was very, very good.
Yeah.
Andy, I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I adore the live version.
Yeah.
So I'm taking my best friend, I'm taking my best mate from school with it.
If I get a chance, I'm going to go and check that out.
You really
should. So you saw that show the second least, but did you see the gala show first?
I did not see the gala show, no. We went, myself and some friends went out to dinner.
Okay.
And then came back and I made the decision to go and see the other shows.
Well, I'm going to have to talk with someone else tomorrow morning to kind of get their feedback on there as well, because I thought it was fantastic. You know, you really missed something.
Just coming from our shows to here and bumping into you, we've heard 3 or 4 people all saying that the show is incredible.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were 2 standing ovations and it could have been more. And the MC was ventriloquist, which was really great. Good then too. Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of fun.
So how many of these have you been to?
Oh, boy. It's easier for me to say that this is my first 2022.
Yeah.
Before that was 2017. And before that would maybe be 2010.
Okay.
Because when I got my 4F invite, mm-hmm. I made a choice. Well, do I come to Blackpool? Or do I go to Buffalo for 4F? And for me, 4F is a massive vacation.
Yeah.
I get to go to hang out with some of the greatest magicians in the world. And so I thought...
And sometimes you get to go to the one before. There's another convention that was in Canada.
Well, there was one in Canada. I only went to that one because the timing was right.
Yeah.
The Browser's Bash.
Browser's Bash.
It was called. It was run by the Browser's Den of Magic in Toronto. And they had a wonderful day, but I've only been to that the once, and that was only because of the timing of it. I think they've now moved it to summer.
Well, speaking of the 4F convention, I'm going to have to dedicate this particular episode for day one for Blackpool to our friend Roger Nico, who had passed. And so it was... That was really a shock.
That was a gut punch. When I read the news last night, I was actually, it was my mother's birthday yesterday.
Hmm.
So we were all out for dinner and I had, between courses, I had a brief look at my phone and saw the news flash up on my social media. And there's one simple rule in my family. You never use the F-bomb in front of my mother. I used the F-bomb in front of my mother.
If you want to stay in the family, I guess.
Yeah. I inadvertently used an F-bomb in front of my mother. And when she started, gave me that look, I explained what had happened and I was let off with it. To those that knew Roger, who loved Roger, who knew Roger miles better than I ever would, allow me to say this. Remember and smile at all the times all the good times that you had with Roger. More importantly, remember and laugh at all the times he made you think, you're an idiot.
Yeah, he made me laugh. That's good. Well, thank you very much, Peter. It's always a pleasure to see you.
And you, Scotty. And, it's great to see you here.
I love this convention. This isn't going to be my last one. I do like coming back.
I'm going to be back next year. I might come
back then again then as well. Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that's my good mate from Glasgow. That's Peter McLonigan. Scotty out. Well, as I said, we just finished the evening show, and I was wanting to chat earlier with Dan Sperry, but he was had a lecture to give, actually a couple of lectures, and then a couple of shows. I mean, they were working you hard. And I got him with me right now just before he's wheeling all of his stuff back out, and he's going to be having to leave early to head to the castle, and then, like you said, to Marvin's.
Yeah, I'm going down to Hobson's.
Jeff Hobson.
Yeah, place. Yeah.
So he is Dan Sperry. Good to see you, Dan.
Hey, folks. Hey, listeners. Hey, Scott. Thanks for stopping me. Good to see you again. It's a nice surprise to see you.
Have you enjoyed this particular one? I mean, have you worked this before?
I did several years ago. But it was a last minute booking. I was
in conjunction with The Illusionist or just on your own?
What? I don't know who that is. but yeah, no, it was when Amazing Jonathan was ill and he was booked here to do his show, as in one of the rooms. And, he couldn't be here because he was more ill than usual, I guess, at the time. And so they asked me to come and fill in that spot. So it was an in and out last minute booking last time. So I don't even remember hardly anything because much like this, it was even shorter. I think I was in like night before, did like two shows, you know, full ones. I was only doing 20 minutes, but this was like full. I had to do the full hour. And then I left again. I can't remember where I was going. But
what about your lecture stuff? Did you bring enough lecture stuff this time then?
Yeah, they warned me ahead of time. But the castle has me lecturing too. So I had to bring even more. If you're listening, does this come out before then?
That's going out. I'm putting this up.
Tonight. So, if you're coming to the castle lecture, I'm going to have some more stuff. So don't cry in the shower about it like usual. I'll have refills, you know. Of the stuff. So yeah, but it went well. This is cool. I don't really lecture, as I think we've talked about before.
Right.
The last time was Charles Bach's Magic at the Beach, and before that was years. So you know, I don't do it very often.
Yeah, whenever I was talking to people earlier in the day and coming here also, I said, well, here are some things to see, and one of them for sure is going to go see Dan's lecture, because he's going to be talking about children's magic. And everybody, just like I did when I first heard, it's like, what? No way. And it's like one of the best lectures, you know, about that, and a completely different angle coming at.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, but maybe if they can pick up something, you know, that's all right.
There was a lady who walked out of your lecture in Myrtle Beach, some lady who was...
No. just like nobody told me that.
Yeah, she was like in the front row.
Was it the poop or was it the pee or was it the puke? It was the worms. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like, this is not, I just saw her shaking her head and she was in her scooter and she was going full speed to get out of there, you know.
She was up on two wheels, getting out. Okay.
Right. So it's not for everybody necessarily, but yeah.
So spoiler alert, if you come to a lecture, there's worms, you know, so whatever, yeah.
But the show was great. I thought the perfect between you and Kleck, you know, you and David Stone had just the right combination of character between the two.
It was
of you.
Really fun. He's really great. He's got a really great team putting that whole presentation together. He's, you know, when you see stuff like that, when they say you got to surround yourself with a good team, that's the poster child for that. I'd probably have to say him and Luis de Matos. I just worked with him. He's got that A+ top shelf team.
That's
too.
Is Luis here? I haven't seen him.
No, I don't. I don't know. How many of us are there? I only just saw you.
A little over 4,000.
You know, I don't even know who these people are. So maybe
quite a few. Well, anyhow, this has been great. Good seeing you. I'm glad that you did well.
Dude, good to see you too. It's nice to always run into you.
So here
you're
going to be working for a week at the castle then, and then lecture
if things go well. Okay. Yeah, if nobody walks out on their scooter.
I'm sorry, I told you.
Nobody burns rubber on their scooter.
I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And then,
2 miles an hour.
And then after that, up to Marvin's, what's it called? Marvin's,
I always say Hobson's joint.
Hobson's place.
But it's Marvin's, Marvin's Magic. And then, what am I doing that's kind of public magic-y that people give a shit about? Nothing. Oh, conventions this summer. I'll be IBM in Houston.
Oh, Houston, that's
Houston.
Right. Yeah.
Who's it? Is SAM in Nashville then?
I think it is in Nashville.
Oh, good
I guess
for them.
It is in Nashville.
Cool.
Yeah, because that's just before. I'm not going to be going to, even though I've lived in Houston for 30 years, I'm going to be heading to FISM.
Yeah, that is that's it, right?
It's kind of like that, about the, that, that yeah, same yeah. time that that's going to begin.
Exactly. So I'll be, I won't be at FISM, obviously. I'll be at IBM and Abbott's. See you there, right?
See you there.
Cool. Yep. All right. And, that's the magic-y thing coming up.
Fun time. You live in Florida then now, too, don't you? You're kind
I
of
do.
Over in, just right down the road from Eric.
A bit, a bit. I'm a bit further out in the boondocks, you know.
So you really relax.
Snakes and alligators and everything kills you. You're prey on my property.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot.
Right
man.
On.
Always
thanks, man. Always good to see you.
Until next time, that was Dan Sperry. Scotty out.